Mary, how does it look?
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Ни слава, ни воля ще нам, братя українці, усміхнеться доля, згинуть наші вороженьки, як роса на сонці.
Guess whose side I'm on? Yeah, I guess. I hope you saw what I saw. I hope you did. This was quite a dog and pony show. This is the day. Please mark it on your calendar, everybody. The last day of February 2025, the 28th of February, was not only Buy Nothing Friday. It was not only a No Buy Friday, a Boycott Friday, whatever you want to call it Friday, to make our disgust known with regard to this president gutting our government. Our government, now there's a, you know, there's a memo that's going around that they want to cut 60% of the Department of Labor. 60% of the Department of Labor. Do you think that will stand a chance against the oligarchy if there's no Department of Labor? I just I'll leave it up to you to figure that one out. But today was the day that the President of the United States, Donald John Trump, literally told the world, America is part of the axis of evil. This is the day that Donald Trump told the world that the United States is not a democracy and doesn't stand with the democracies of the world. Instead, it stands with Vladimir Putin. Instead, it stands with North Korea and Kim Jong-un. Instead, it stands with Viktor Orban, who runs an unfree country, an autocratic Hungary. It stands with psychos and torturers and people that kidnap children and disappear them out of Ukraine into Russia. It stands with people who rape old ladies. It stands with people who blow up dams. It stands with the aggressor. It doesn't stand with the peacemakers. It will reward the aggressor, and he will give the green light to more aggression in this world. That's what happened today. There was supposed to be a meeting today. Here, I mean, the whole show was prepped right before I got here. And then I get here and I, of course, you know, we turn everything on. We test things, blah, blah, blah. And the TV goes on too. And oh, my freaking God. I'm listening to somebody go, something's going on at the White House. Something's going on at the White House. We need to cut away. It's Breonna Keeler. We need to cut away. We need to cut away. Boris, something's going. Okay, we're going to throw it to the White. And all of a sudden, we are treated to the most unhinged, nonsensical, violent almost performance by a United States president to a Democratic ally who has been the most incredibly brave and decent leader that Europe has seen in quite some time. Volodymyr Zelensky came to the United States. And Donald Trump thought he could extort him. Donald Trump thought he could side with Putin and bait Zelensky into, I don't know, I'm making a fool of himself. And it just didn't go the way that Donald Trump had hoped. Instead, we ended up with a president ranting and raving about Hunter Biden's laptop. I swear to God. Ranting and raving about Hunter Biden's laptop and pornography on the laptop and how poor Putin had to go along with a scheme called Russia, Russia, Russia. I swear to God, he went back to that. Goes back to like the Mueller report, goes back to 2015, goes all the way back. It's so obvious that Donald Trump will never, ever, ever, never do the right thing by this country. He will never, ever defend our democracy. He will never be on the side of the good guys. Europe, by the way, I have to tell you. So, you know, all this week we've had European prime ministers rush to the White House. And, you know, we're not sure, like, exactly why all of a sudden this week we had one European leader after another. We started with Macron in France, and we had Starmer yesterday, the newly elected British prime minister, who, you know, tried subtly to correct Donald Trump when Donald Trump was lying about Europe's contribution to Ukraine, okay? I mean, the real numbers are not what you are hearing from Donald Trump. In fact, nothing Donald Trump says is true, nothing anymore. Aid to Ukraine by the United States is $120 billion. Now, he always triples it. He says it's $350 billion, and Europe only gave $100 billion. Okay, I don't know why he loves to I guess because he wants Europe to seem to the American people like they're cheapskates or they suck and only America ponies up. It's all a lie. And he keeps saying that Europe loaned the money to Ukraine. That's not true either. A lot of the money was gifted to Ukraine. Some of it was loaned. Same with us. $20 billion of the aforementioned $120 billion was given to Ukraine in a loan. Okay, so just so you know. So for us, that's 5/10 of our GDP, $120 billion, was 5/10 of our GDP. Europe gave $138 billion. That's more than $120 billion, no matter how you cook the books. And Europe gave more, okay? And if you look at the little European breakaways from Russia, you look at Estonia and Denmark and Lithuania, I shouldn't include Denmark in that description, but smaller countries. Denmark gave 2.4% of their GDP to Ukraine. Estonia, which is a very tiny country. I've actually been there. It's very small. It's cobblestone streets. It's beautiful. It's it's a throwback to 12th century castles. It's just romantic and wonderful. But Estonia gave 2.5% of their GDP to defend Ukraine. Lithuania, about the same thing, 2.1% of their GDP. We gave 0.5%. And Donald Trump thinks this somehow makes us superior to everybody else on the planet, which is just, it's a bizarre transactional view of the world. It has nothing to do with the America that we thought we were, which is a value-based country. We always thought that America was great because America was good. Well, we're no longer good. We're now a transactional country where you give us a half a trillion dollars worth of your mineral wealth, and maybe we'll defend you. Maybe we won't. We're not going to put any security guarantees in there. But in our opinion, you can't defend yourself without signing off on this deal. Okay? This was Donald Trump's rant in the Oval Office. It was really sick and sad, even if he feels that way, to telegraph that to the whole freaking Democratic world. Because now, after Macron was here and tried to correct him, after Starmer was here and tried to correct him, Europe knows for real America is over, meaning the America that you could count on, America the ally, America the values-based country, the democracy, it's over. And so now on Sunday, all the European leaders will meet in London with Zelensky. On Sunday, all of Europe. And Donald Trump is going to be on the side of Russia. Yep, he's going to be on the side of an oligarch, dictator, thug who murders his political enemies, literally murders them, and steals Ukraine's children. Literally, a war crime.